Here is the enlightened freedom quote for the day. Remember God more frequently, and the burden of your accumulated negative karma of many births will end. There is a war with Maya. So when you try to remember me, God, she tries to move you away from having that remembrance. You're warned about this and never think about it, no matter how many storms or negative thoughts you have. Even if you lose your sleep all night in having those thoughts, do not be afraid. Remain courageous. Those storms will definitely come. You will have dreams too. Do not be afraid of those things. This is a battlefield. So what does this mean? It means that on a spiritual path, we need to deal with the negative thoughts, feelings, habits, tendencies that we have accumulated over many lives. And the most important thing, the most important practice is to remember we're spiritual beings, and then remember God, the point of light, the infinite ocean of peace, ocean of love, bliss, the purifier. And why do we do that? Because that is the means through which all our past bad karma is cleared away. So we have accumulated a huge debt. Every time we've done anything wrong, thought negative thoughts, said something unpleasant to somebody, that's all accumulated in our account. And if we've been around a long time, which I imagine you have if you're listening to something like this, these are old souls, then there's quite a big account. And how do we get rid of it? We get rid of it through suffering or through remembrance, through that spiritual connection. And so the more that negative accumulation is cleared away, the happier we are, the lighter we are, the more everything goes our way, everything gets better and better. When things go horribly wrong in our life and everything is a disaster, it's because of past karma. So if we clear that karma out, then those things don't have to happen to us anymore. And the sooner we get rid of our bad karma, the better it is for us. So that means the most important thing is remembrance. But then the next thing we learn is that there's a war, because as soon as we try and have remembrance, that spiritual connection, remember God, come into the light, come into a higher vibration, as soon as we try and do that, what happens? We get attacked by negative thoughts. Anyone who does meditation has seen this like hundreds and thousands of times. You sit down, okay, I'm just going to have wonderful meditation right now. I'm not going to do anything. And then what happens? The mind starts wandering here and there. What about this? What about that? What about this thing? How come this person did this? Why didn't this happen? Why did the government do this thing? Whatever it is, right? There's so many things. And that then pulls us away. And it can even get so bad that we can be up all night stressing out, freaking out, having all sorts of strange thoughts and dreams and desires, and feel like we are going slightly mad, right? Many, many people have experienced some version of this where they make a lot of effort in their spiritual life, and then the illness erupts from within and they end up dealing with all these strange thoughts and desires and thinking about something too much and whatever, whatever. There's so many ways of us being harassed by our mind. And so we're told that it's important not to worry about that, not to think it's a failure, to understand that this is a battlefield. And when we go on a battlefield, or if we're fighting with somebody, they are going to use weapons and try and attack us. That's what a battlefield is like. Just think about a war zone. So there are two armies. They know they're trying to kill each other. It's not like one army says, oh my goodness, why did they send rockets? It's like, well, yeah, but this, you're at war. This is what they, that's what everyone's doing. So that when we understand what we're dealing with, we don't get confused about why we're getting attacked. So all these negative thoughts, negative feelings, distractions, it's the opposition trying to stop us coming into a higher state of joy and happiness and freedom. So here's us on one side trying to beat the enemy. And how do we beat the enemy? By coming into a state of joy and love and peace. And then the enemy tries to get the better of us through tempting us with various things, getting us wrapped up in things, spinning, and something. And so instead of having remembrance and feeling that joy and peace and freedom, we are lost in other things. So what to take from this? One is the most important thing is to have remembrance. And the more we do, the better we feel. This is absolutely critical. My own personal experience is that the days where I say I'm going to have more remembrance, more spiritual practice, connect with God, feel that love and peace, I have such a great day. And then sometimes, of course, I get attacked by these other thoughts, and that's part and parcel of being in the game, being on a battlefield. And so one is stay in remembrance, and the other is when we do get these other thoughts, to not take it too seriously. Don't think that it means something's gone wrong. In fact, it means everything's going really well, because the enemy doesn't attack if they're already in charge. If the enemy has won the battle, there's no more war. So the fact the enemy is attacking us means that we are obviously threatening the enemy. So keep this in your heart, and it makes everything much, much, much easier. So I'll just read this quote again. Therefore, remember me more frequently, and the burden of your accumulated negative karma will end. There is a war with Maya. Maya is the deception. So when you try to remember God, she tries to move you away from having that remembrance. God warns you about this too. Therefore, never think about it. No matter how many storms of negative or sinful thoughts you have, even if you lose your sleep all night in having those thoughts, do not be afraid. Remain courageous. Those storms will definitely come. You will have dreams too. Do not be afraid of those things. This is a battlefield. So enjoy the battlefield. Have a beautiful day. Om Shanti.